Hello. Okay, so what I've done is I just went through some different websites and other people's talks and basically found all the best bits, and I've now consolidated it into 10 minutes. So that's basically what we're going for, and my own kind of just musings, and some of my thoughts kind of open-ended rather than actually points, but hopefully it will be interesting for you. So I guess the first thing when John said, like, can you speak on friendship, was that I guess I kind of reflected on, like, what do friendships look like in our kind of society now? And one thing that I thought was how potentially friendships are undervalued in society. And I don't mean that, I mean, people, obviously, everyone, friends are important, but I guess even in some ways, like, with, like, comparing it to, like, a romantic relationship, people often would go, like, you may see it as, like, a step beyond that, almost. It's like you become friends, and then that's the next step. And I guess what I was reflecting on was this idea that actually it's not like that romance is, like, something that's greater, necessarily, which I thought was interesting, especially, like, a lot of films, like most films, generally the end, happy ending, is kind of a romantic-based storyline. It's rare, actually, that you get the great ending being, like, a great friendship. And so I just thought that was an interesting point that perhaps, I think I thought of it particularly in relation to, like, with Jesus, like, there's a passage in John, and he says, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command. Hence, I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord does, but I have called you friends. And so I just kind of was interested in that whole idea that actually the relationship that Jesus calls us to with him, and that's what he identifies it as, is a friendship. And so I feel like it's quite important that we be careful not to limit our expectations of how intimate friendship can be and the depth of that relationship. So that was kind of one of my first thoughts. And I guess in, like, society today, I had this quote from Mother Teresa, and she said, the greatest poverty of the Western world is loneliness, which I also thought was quite interesting. And, like, how do you... I know I've talked to, like, a lot of my friends, particularly a lot of them who have, like, thousands of friends on Facebook or whatever, and I've talked to some of them, and you get that whole idea of people being lonely in a crowd, and maybe that sense of sometimes people not, I don't know, going for more quantity over quality, and actually not finding ways or being able to build the depth of relationship. What else did I think? So, the next thing was, we are made for friendship. So Jonathan and David, in another passage, not the one we read, he actually describes it as, if I did bring it up, he says in 1 Samuel 9, let me just find it. Yeah, I grieve for you, Jonathan, my brother, you are very dear to me. Your love for me was more wonderful than that of a woman, which I just thought was an interesting kind of comparison. And basically, that's how much they meant to each other. Like, the depth of their relationship, it was so intimate that actually they would lay down their lives for each other. And I think, as I say, Jesus calls us to be friends. So, yeah, friendship is important, is my point. So the next is, how do you kind of find deep friendship? So C.S. Lewis, who's my fave, he says, to love is to be vulnerable. I read a really cool book recently called Scary Close by a guy called Donald Miller, which is all about, it's about intimacy, and it's basically called, I noted down the subtitle, it's called Dropping the Act and Finding True Intimacy. And it basically is just saying that actually if you want to find that depth of relationship, what it requires is to be vulnerable and to be open if you want to find that closeness. And I think, I was thinking about the talk, like, and John was saying, like, think kind of practically, what does that look like? And I think a lot of time, if, like, someone said to me, oh, I was to go and try and to make friends with someone, it would be to try and create, to put out my most appealing self, if that makes sense. So I would try to be easy to talk to. I would try to be, like, positive, like, all, like, the things that kind of might attract people. But actually, I think there's, aside, maybe that is, like, to start with, I guess you don't want to go in too intense, but you actually, I think a lot of when you actually want to go deeper, it's making yourself smaller, and it's being humble and vulnerable and kind of being open to, like kind of dropping your mask, like being like your true self. And I think for a lot of people that can be like a very excitable character. That's not necessarily that's not who you are, but yeah, I think not having an agenda is important if you want to find, go deep with people. So my personal best experience is probably me and John, which I think is why he asked me to do this one. We about, I don't know, 4 years ago, we kind of started doing what's called a pod. We call a pod here at St. Matt's, which is like a, I don't know how to describe it really. I think they call it, it's like discipleship buddies or something. But, and it's kind of, it's not really accountability partners, but it's that kind of gist. And that was huge for me, really, because I think we kind of took quite an intentional step that we were going to basically be vulnerable with each other and really open up and not kind of hold back. And I think one thing we're saying is actually that's kind of number one, was being intentional about it, was actually that the first, that stage of like growing a deeper friendship isn't always that comfortable. And it does require you to, actively, we had like, there's a pod leaflet that has kind of questions that are basically very vulnerable questions that if you like answer, if you want to answer them like straight. And I think the other thing we did was, it's obviously like the other thing that does require is boundaries, like being vulnerable is making yourself at risk to getting hurt. So I think, I mean, we just very much were very like, you know, what we say here is obviously confidential, what we chat through. But I think out of that, and also it was quite, it's all quite awkward. Like, it was quite uncomfortable to start with. But I think what I found was that kind of you push through that and actually you get to a point where it's not awkward and we kind of almost create a culture where it becomes natural to be kind of effectively vulnerable. Like, yeah, now I'd say like we wouldn't like build a conversation to, you know, when you like chatting with people and you're kind of building a conversation towards the point you actually want to get to. So like, let's say you've got some problem in your life, you kind of just talk for about 10, 15 minutes before you actually get to the point. And I think it's quite nice when, it's quite helpful when you get to a point where you don't need to do that. You just kind of start a conversation with, so this happened today and this was terrible. And I think it's very, like, the whole friendship, I think I've found very, it's given me, like, a lot of, it gives you security, and I think it gives you a lot of freedom, especially, like, being able to share burdens. There's some verse somewhere in the Bible, you could Google, I'm sure it will come up, about basically things that are, like, I guess, bad in your life or things that are weighing burdens, and actually when you bring them, when you share them, when you bring them out into the light, they lose a lot of their power. Yeah, and so I think that was great. And then, yeah, the idea of iron sharpening iron. So particularly, I think as you can be vulnerable and as you can share who you are, more and more I think you kind of, you're able to grow in your identity in Christ. And it's that idea of kind of iron sharpening iron, like you start to sharpen each other. And I think it gives you, once you have a level of relationship with people, it gives them the chance to challenge you and to be, like, I wouldn't say I would take criticism. I would take it from people, but I wouldn't really take it on board. But I think when you have like a great, when you kind of grow in relationship with people, it just gives you that chance to challenge each other in a way that's so healthy but and not condemning. You don't feel like, I don't feel condemned necessarily by that. Let's see what else I know down. Yeah, I said it was kind of, I was thinking about it being like more like a journey than a goal. That idea that actually it's not like you're necessarily trying to get somewhere, but that is, once you get through that first awkward bit, it's great. So yeah, I think that's pretty much all I had. And the idea that, yeah, it's just very life-giving, fulfilling. And I think it's a great godly kind of provided form of relationship that I think is just great if people can intentionally seek deeper, more meaningful friendships. I think there's a lot of life in that. So yeah. When Jesus says, I call you friend, we shouldn't underestimate the depth of that relationship. The end.
Yeah, well, that was so awesome. Thank you so much, man, for those thoughts. I guess, you know, we've all got friends, right? And praise the Lord. And I guess what me and Rob found was that sometimes if you just actually just say, right, we get on quite well. Maybe let's just, you know, be intentional about how we meet up together, and maybe just go a bit deeper, because there is such power in friendship and being open and honest with one another. And I guess you can't be open and honest with everyone, but there might be one or two people in church that you know, and that you can be like, hey, let's go a bit deeper. And I guess our experience has been that's been a really powerful thing. And so I just want to encourage you that if you don't have, like, you're not in a pod, I mean, you don't have to call it a pod, it's a bit weird sometimes, but a pod, we call it just hanging out down the pub, then we'd encourage you to find someone at church and maybe just go a bit deeper, because it's really cool. And I think really helps you discover your God-given identity, right? Glory. Thanks, Rob.